So welcome once again, Steve. We haven't been together for a few weeks now, have we?
Easter. I've been away, you've been away, we've been doing other
things. We've all been away.
That kind of stuff. So it's been good to be back here and talking about everything that's going on in our lives, really, at the moment.
Yes, we did have a good catch-up earlier.
I'm rambling now. I really need something to eat. Not eating for 2 or 3 hours, right? And you know how it is. You come back from holiday and you're trying to get everything done, and people want to see you, and people want to kind of, you know, have meetings about this and meetings about that. And in the middle of it all, you neglect to do things like eat.
You know, I was actually going to say, you look like you've lost weight, Steve.
Oh, thank you.
Not that you're a plump chap or anything like that, but I did notice, been eating as much. We know why.
We'll podcast my weight loss in some other program, weight loss.
I said to you that, you know, Steve comes in for a chat and we chat about flapjacks and all sorts of things. And then we eventually get around to the update of what's going on in Access, don't we?
We do. And that's a good point. Shall we do that? Yes. Yeah, that's good. I wanted to talk this week a little bit more about an area that we've already been involved in for quite a while, but something that we really want to focus on a bit more over the coming months. And that is just our involvement, really, with young people and where the station is going as a real focus. And many people will listen to us and the type of music that we play and so on, and think, oh, that sounds a bit kind of contemporary, you know, kind of Radio 1 like, and so on. And but that's probably not always been reflected in everything that we do, because we're a volunteer-led organisation, you know, and people come along and contribute in whatever areas that they do. But one thing that we really want to focus on over the coming months is how we involve youth and young people. It's kind of talking about the 16 to 25 year old age group, really, from school leavers to students, really. And that is one thing that we really want to focus on over the next year or so, is being a real opportunity to be a voice, if you see what I mean, or a place where people can have their voices heard. Thinking particularly about areas of the UK like Stoke, where I live, you know, areas which have suffered from a lot of decline over the years. Those big industries like coal and the pottery industry in Stoke have kind of declined, and nothing really kind of arisen to replace them. And young people, I suppose that the kind of trendy phrase is their aspirations are very low. That's kind of the thing that people, their only aspiration anyway was working in a pottery factory or down a pit, right? Now they're gone. Those options are gone as well.
In a pit?
Yeah.
You'd want to work in a pit.
Well, that's it. But lots of people did, and it was fantastic. Even those aspirations now gone, and not a lot replace them. So what do people growing up in those kind of inner city areas have to aspire to?
I'll tell you what most of them do, which I hear about nearly on a daily basis. Fame.
Yeah, that's
fame.
It. Yeah, and so
like,
you've got the you know, the extreme end of winning the X Factor or something like that. But other than that, what do you do? But actually, there's a real place for the voice of young people to be heard, and being a radio station, we really want to be part of that. That already goes on with we've got a number of volunteers in the age group who come in, and the thing that they say is that it really helps them in terms of building their confidence and building their communication abilities. Not going to mention any names because I'll embarrass them if they listen to this, but we've seen people coming in really not even wanting to speak to anybody, you know, and seeing their conversation, try again, their confidence grow.
That was the phone bleeping and put you off.
And to the point where they're now putting together weekly programs here on the station and sounding really confident, like they've always done it, right? Actually, that wasn't the case when they came in. When they came in, they kind of said, that is the last thing I want to be doing. I'm happy to be in the background, just doing stuff. But you can see it in people. You can see it in people that there's something, there's a voice that needs to be heard. So really, a lot of what we want to do over the next 12 months is going to be moving towards that. So just want to encourage people in doing that. We'll probably do a few more details on how that's going to work in practice the next time we speak. Keep them hanging on.
Yeah, cliffhanger. Very exciting.
Exciting stuff.
Yes, everyone. Lots of young people will relish the thought of being able to be a DJ. wouldn't they?
Yeah, or a journalist or a sports reporter.
I mean, can you quickly answer this, even if it's just briefly, before you go? We do hear the term youth or youth culture, youth. I don't know if we hear the term youth radio being bandied around that much, but there are certainly, you know, initiatives and organisations out there that want to be seen as youth orientated. You know, are there many radio stations that really have a youth focus? Or
the reality is, there's a huge gap in the market. The Radio One, of course, everyone knows that, BBC, but they have deliberately tried to reach people who are not on the radar. Now, by that I mean when you have audience listening figures. So when someone says I get 10 million listeners a week or 300,000 listeners a week or something like that, they all come from market research. Mm-hmm. Okay, but those market research people are actually not interested in anyone below the age of 16 at all.
Right.
So you know, those people are all adults. Whereas BBC Radio One have deliberately kind of moved themselves off the scale, so they don't even register anymore in the way that they used to on those kind of audience figures, because they want to reach the teenagers, you know, those kind of 11 to 16 year olds. That's their focus. Then you get commercial radio, which is both local and national, but they want the people who have the spending power. Okay, so they want the homeowners, the people who want a new kitchen, who want a new car, who want a new job, those kind of people. So those people tend to be 25 years upwards, so 25 to 45. And then, of course, you have perhaps the older listeners, you know, the radio sagas, Classic FM, dare I say it, who are actually looking for the people in the older generations plus, kind of, you know, 45 plus, 55 plus, going into those generations. But you can see very clearly there is quite a big gap in that kind of 15 to 25 age group. And there isn't really a lot catering for them at all. There are some people, you know, like you say, who are, for various reasons, want to appear like they are. But the reality is that most kind of broadcasters are outside of that age group, because that's where that's where it's financially beneficial for them to be.
Right. Well, I look forward to hearing more on the developments of that next week then, Steve.
We'll bring you more next week, yes.
Ace, thank you.